A new study commissioned by the U.S. Army finds that the mental health of its soldiers is not as different from civilians as the researchers previously thought. Earlier this year, the researchers said that soldiers who they surveyed at different times during their Army careers had higher rates of mental disorders before they enlisted than the rates of mental illness in the general population. The new study says that the soldiers are more likely to have only certain mental health issues, but the study's raising questions about military service causing suicidal tendencies to become chronic. Ron Kessler, a professor of health policy at Harvard Medical School, was one of the researchers.
Somewhat to our surprise, we found that there were not dramatically higher rates of mental health problems in the history of these people, although there were several mental disorders, anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder, which means they're more likely to have had some traumatic experiences in their childhood and adolescence than people who don't join the Army, and that's an important thing to know. They're also more likely to have a pile-up of a number of different disorders. At the same time, those patterns are not strong enough to explain everything we found in our original study throughout the Army career, so it's almost certainly the case that there's some difference in the chronicity of disorders. It might be that civilians are similarly likely to have had problems in childhood, but right now, today, no longer have them. Soldiers are more likely to keep them, possibly associated with the stresses of being in the military.
Now, the second report deals specifically with suicidal behavior. What does your new research suggest about that?
The majority of the people who were soldiers telling us that they were suicidal said that the suicidal thoughts had started before they joined the Army. About 14% of new soldiers said they've thought at some time about killing themselves in their lives, and that's very similar to what the rate is in the general population. The kind of people who end up in the military over the long run at a point in time have higher rates. So it's either higher chronicity of those pre-enlistment kinds of problems or some kind of selection of people who are suicidal to stay in the Army. We know the latter doesn't occur, so it has to be higher chronicity.
What is the bottom line, then, of your research at this point? What do you do now that you're getting a clearer picture of exactly what's going on?
There has been some thinking that maybe the Army just should not hire those mentally ill people and just get mentally healthy people, and that's not a reasonable way of thinking. So I think the big thing we've been able to do in this little investigation as part of the much larger study is to say it looks like people joining the Army are not dramatically different from the general population. There are some mental health problems that are more common, so we should be thinking much more seriously about early interventions for problems that were there already. But we also have to bear in mind that the stresses of the Army are probably going to make early problems rather than growing out of them. They might get exacerbated. So special kinds of ongoing interventions are needed to help people deal with those problems in the context of the obviously pretty substantial stresses that exist nowadays in being in the U.S. military. Mm-hmm.
But also, we're talking about mental health, which is so difficult to diagnose. And, you know, you're actually requiring someone to be objective about their very subjective experience. So it's tough. How do you tailor early intervention and determine exactly what's going on?
Well, a big piece of this is a problem we have in the general population as well. Are people willing to admit they have a problem? Do they recognize they have a problem when they have one? I don't want to be a publicist for the Army, but I'm quite struck with the kind of good job the Army's doing of getting people into treatment, particularly young men who traditionally have not been very good about admitting they have problems. And in fact, among young men in the Army, the proportion with mental health problems who are seeking treatment is higher than in the general population. Now, that's mostly true, it turns out, among those who've deployed. Not as many of them who just come in before they deploy ask for help. And so I think a little bit more effort aiming at those early enlistees and trying to get them right off the bat to get help is something that could be useful.
Ronald Kessler, professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School and one of the researchers behind the new Army Commissioned Study of Military Mental Health and Suicide. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.